like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mary Urina.
And this is It's Movie Time. Now, Mary, you're recently married within the last year, right? Would that be true?
That is a true statement.
And I love Bob Redfield, so you guys have made a good match.
Thank you.
But sometimes you're referred to as the wife, a very pejorative the wife.
It can be.
So this film is called The Wife. Formidable it is, starring Glenn Close and Jonathan Pryce. Christian Slater.
It's a very strong cast. Right. We join a couple about 40 years into their marriage on the cusp of the greatest accolade in his profession, which is the Nobel Prize for Literature.
Yeah, boy. So is there anything exceptional, do you think, about this film?
Glenn Close, who's an actress I've always admired and found her to be very daring in her career, blew me away in this role because she is so subtle as this great achievement and peak in their lives and in her husband's career starts to actually happen. She starts to question their marriage, their relationship, and the role she's played in being the supportive, always there, always taking care of all the other things so that he could focus on his career as her character goes through this process of the Nobel Prize with her husband.
You can't take your eyes off of her.
You really can't. First of all,
physically, she has the head of a Greek bust. She, to me, underplays throughout. She sits there while he defers to her, and while the complete story is not told, and while she hasn't been able to develop, she was gifted as a writer with great promise, I thought.
Yes, and that's completely explored, I felt, very well.
Yes,
so that
yes.
you understand the dynamic of him being the prominent writer in the family and her taking the role of the wife and the mother and the support for all.
I mean, she does a lot of things that I would look at as chance and say, really, is that your life?
Well, even to the point where they're celebrating the initial announcement and they have this huge party at their house and they're getting ready to take some photographs and she makes sure that there's no crumbs of food on his lapel or in his beard. And because she has been the one who has made sure that he has looked good in public and
hoopla about his writing.
He just assumes that role and loves that public facing role.
My slight reservation about the film, so much of it is to be expected. He has been unfaithful and she knows it, even down to the son, played by Max Irons. And I think that they push that a bit far.
How complex Glenn Close plays Joan Castleman, everything that's boiling just below the surface.
The way he treats his son, which is not nice. Somewhat to be expected because he, as the writer, is so self-centered and he is not going to allow his son, who's just written a short story, to upstage him. I couldn't help but think of Ibsen in this. This is so much the realistic domestic story in which there's so much underneath that surface. Let me assure our audience, it's more than the cliched business that you would expect.
Completely. Great to see an intelligent, well-made film for adults exploring deeply flawed relationships.
Clearly this could have been a play. I mean, I love dialogue and there's so much of it in this. And it has a little bit that I like too about the writing process and the help that one can get in a writing process.
Yes. And just even a glimpse at the publishing house.
Yes.
During the time in which they are coming into their adulthood and him into his prime as a writer, the cavalier and almost racist arbitrary decisions
Mary,
that were made about in the dialogue about, we need a Jewish writer, we need a female writer, so that was...
I certainly expect to see her in the list of nominees. Mary Urina, the film is The Wife. What grade would you award it?
I'm going to give it an A.
And I'm going to award it an A-. But I think for our audience interested in fine filmmaking, great drama, great writing.
Agreed.
And unusually good acting. The Wife.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.